Okay, morning everyone.
Good morning.
So there's going to be two parts to this year. First part, not related to the second part at all. I have a kasha on the parsha I can't find an answer to. If anybody has an answer, I would really appreciate it. So it goes like this. What happens in this parsha? Avram sends Eliezer, his Evet, to go find a wife for Yitzchak, right? So if you look at the Pesukim, in throughout Parashat Chavtal, that's the first one I'm going to put on the page, the whole time that Eliezer is talking, he keeps referring to Avraham as Adoni, right? My master, right? I put all the Adonis in bold, right? He says, we'll start from Lamed Dalet. That's when he starts talking to Rivka at the well. He says, "Vayomer Eved Avraham Anochi, I'm a slave of Avraham," right? And he says, "Hashem Berachas Adoni Maod," right? He says, "Hashem give my master a big bracha," and then it says, "Lamed Vav Atelot Sar Ish Adoni Veim Adoni." Right, so he tells Rivka that my son had a my master had a son to my master. He says it again, and then how does Eliezer refer to Yitzchak? Look in Pasuk Amdalad, right? It says at the end he says Leven Adoni, right? So it's clear the whole time that Eliezer is talking to Rivka, he's referring to Avram as Adoni and Yitzchak as Ben Adoni, right? Then turn to look at the bottom. This is when Rivka and Eliezer are approaching the field where Yitzchak is at, right? So it says that Batisa Rivka say ne, Batiris Yitzhak, Batiba me Agamal, right? So they're approaching the field. Rivka sees this guy in the field. She falls off the camel. And then it says in Pasuk Samachai, Batomer Levit, Mia Ishalazel, Olik Basel the Krasenim. So Rivka asks Eliezer, who's this guy in the field that's walking towards us? Vayomer Evet, who Adoni? So what does Eliezer say? He is my master, Adoni. So I just don't understand. The whole time that Eliezer had been talking to Rivka before this, right, he was referring to Avraham as Adoni, and Yitzchak as Ben Adoni. So now that Eliezer calls Yitzchak Adoni, how is Rivka supposed to know who that is? Isn't Rivka going to think that's Avraham? So I looked every... Yeah?
Maybe we can say that one, because the whole time Avraham told Eliezer that he gave him a shtar that says, like, everything that I have is... So once maybe that Rivka... Once Rivka saw that it was Yitzchak, and Yitzchak found, Eliezer found the wife for Yitzchak, so then everything became Yitzchak's, and therefore became his master.
Yeah, so that's Yaakov. He suggests that answer. Then he rejects it because Rashi says that Avram gave Eliezer that shtar before he set out. But that means that already then, so everything should be, I mean, Yitzchak should have been the new Adoni then, but he's still calling him Adoni. So that's why Yaakov doesn't want to say that answer. You know what I'm saying?
Once he found the wife, or then maybe that's when the shtar kicked in. Unless you're going to say that the shtar kicked in already from when...
You're saying the shtar only kicked in when... So it's to highlight the fact that now the shtar kicked in.
Yeah.
But didn't he find the wife before? Meaning once he found Rivka, he found Rivka.
This is the first time Rivka and Yitzchak saw each other, and that they could actually...
Right, here. Yeah, exactly.
Didn't like Rivka already know the second she saw Yitzchak, and Yitzchak know the second you saw Rivka?
That's what, right, so I was thinking that. If you read Pasuk Samach Dalet, it sounds like it says that she saw Yitzchak, right? Vatir is Yitzchak, right?
Yes.
But then, why would she ask in Samach Hey, who is this person?
Who is
so I thought, so Samach Dalet is just saying, yeah, she saw the guy, Torah telling us it's Yitzchak. She didn't know who it is, that's why she asked, Mia Yishal Zeh. You know what I'm saying? Okay, fine. That's just the kasha, you can think about it over Shabbos, look around.
30 points.
What? 30 points, colon, whatever you want, on me, okay? If you find a good shot. Okay, let's go on to the main part of this year. So in the meeting in Yeshivas, Parshas Chayisar is to give a dating shmooze. So we'll give a little bit of a dating shmooze. It's really going to be based on the Parsha. But, so let's start. So again, as I said before, the highlight of this week's Parsha is Avram sending Eliezer to go find a wife for Yitzchak. So let me ask you a question. Did Avram know that Rivka existed before he sent Eliezer?
Yeah, they're relevant.
Yeah, how do you know?
Right,
it says the names, and then what does Rashi say? I put it on the sheet. Right, very good. So it says in the end of last week's parsha, right after the Akedah, it says that Rivka was born, right? Now, is the Torah just telling us Rivka was born, or is it there's something more there that Avram knew Rivka was born? So look at Rashi. Rashi says, the Shuvo Mehar Moriah, Haya Avram Mehar Beomer. So after the Akedah, Avram's calling back from Har Moriah, and he's thinking to himself, Ilu Haya Bni Shacha Kvar Yeholich Bolabonim. Right, if I actually gone through with the Akedah and I shat the Yitzchak, so then he would have died. He wouldn't have any children. So I was like, "How you leave see Yisham Yonosir and Aner Eshkol Mamre? I should have had him marry one of the daughters of Aner Eshkol Mamre." So Avram's worried, like, he needs to get Yitzchak married. So what happens? Bishul Kodesh Baruch Hu should know the Rivka Basuga. So Hashem lets him know through Nevuah, don't worry, Rivka's born. So you're right, 100%. We see that already from last week's Parsha, Avram knew that Rivka existed. And then we see it again in the beginning of next week's Parsha, right? Beginning of Parsha is told us. So the Torah says that Yitzchak was Ben Arbaim Shana B'Kaftos Rivka when he married Rivka. So Rashi explains to us the whole Cheshbon. He says, Hare Kishaba Avram Har Moriah Nisbash and Older Rivka. When Avram came back from Har Moriah after the Akedah, Hashem told him Rivka was born. The Yitzchak Haya Ben Laman Zayin Shana. Yitzchak was 37 years old at the Akedah. How do we know that? Sorry, Bo Beperek Mesa Sara Umishanola Yitzchak Ad Akedah Shemesa Sara Laman Zayin Shana. So from the time that's, because right after the Akedah, Sarah died, right? And from the time that Yitzchak was born until the Akedah, it was 37 years. Because when Yitzchak, Rashi goes on to explain, when Yitzchak was born, Sarah was 90, and she died, right? It says in the first passage of the sixth parsha, at the age of 127. So Yitzchak is 37 at the time of the Akedah. Avram hears about Rivka, so Rashi ends off, Uboba Perek Nolda Rivka, Him Tidlach Te Ruyla Bia Gimel Shanim Binasa. So Avram heard that Rivka was born right after the Akedah. Yitzchak's 37 years old. So he waits another 3 years until Rivka's royal Bia. Now he says, okay, we'll go get Rivka. Good? So we see in two places that Avram clearly knew that Rivka was born. So what bothers you? Avram knew that, yeah?
Why do you send Eliezer without telling him?
Yeah. Like, why is he driving Eliezer crazy, right? You read the Parsha, it's like, you just feel bad for Eliezer, right? He goes out, Avram doesn't tell him anything, right? To make the question even stronger, he says in Pasuk in Parakhav Dalet, Pasuk Dalet, what does he tell him? He's talking to Eliezer. He says, Ki el arzi omil marati teleich v'lakachta isha l'mnil Yitzchak. Does he tell him to go to my family? No, he just says, go to my homeland and take a wife from there. So why is Avram giving Eliezer such a hard time, right? And to make the kasha even stronger, how does Yitzchak tell Yaakov to find a wife? So look at Breishis Chaf Ches, Pesukim Aleph Gimel, right? When Yaakov is running away from Esav, so what does Yitzchak tell him? Yikra Yitzchak el Yaakov, Vayivarech Loso, Vayitzaveyo Vayomer Lo, Lo Sikach Isha Minos Kenan. So first Yitzchak tells Yaakov, don't marry any woman from the daughters of Kenan. Kum Lech, Padana Aram, Besa Besuel V'Yimecha. So he tells him directly, go to the house of Besuel, right? Your mother's father. V'kavlech HaMisham Isha Minos Lo V'Anach Yimecha, right? He gives him like the zip code. Yitzchak tells Yaakov, just go straight to Laban's house and marry one of his daughters. Yitzchak does not give Yaakov a hard time at all. It tells him directly where to go. Yeah.
It could be all that Avram wanted to see for, I mean, he knew that it was going to be Rivka, but Eliezer didn't know. To Eliezer, it seems like, oh, I went out and I did all everything I needed to do and I found the wife and I did so much for what's going on. But Avram already knew, so he gave Eliezer, like a job that he knew the outcome to, right?
Right, so why didn't you just tell Eliezer?
Because then this seems like Eliezer has no effort. He's just like a messenger.
You're saying it's to give Eliezer a better feeling that he's like doing something important. Meaning it's, if his job's harder, here. So fine. So this is our kasha, right? Why did Avram tell Eliezer to go directly to Rivka? So maybe we can answer this question with another question. Another question that Rashi in this week's parsha. If you look at, I put it on the sheet, Bereishis Chaf Dalet Yud, with the Rashi there. So when Eliezer's setting out, so the Torah says, Vayikach ha'eved asar gmalim, migmalei avadav, Vayelech v'chol tuva adonav b'yadav, Vayakom yelech na'arim narayim el yirnachor. So the Torah describes how Eliezer took 10 camels with him when he went out to find Rivka. So Rashi says, what's unique about the camels of Avraham? Rashi says, Nikarin hayu mishar gmalim, sho yiyotzin zmumim ne'agezel. Avram's camels were recognizable from other camels because they had, what is Mumin? Muzzles. They were muzzled, right? Why? Shlo yiru besados acherim. Avram was afraid that his camels are going to eat other people's food. So Avram made sure that he put muzzles on his camels so they don't eat other people's food. So frek the Ramban on Rashi, the Ramban has a kash on Rashi, the name of the Medrash. He says, does Avram Avinu really need to muzzle camels? Let's read the Ramban inside. So this is on a different pasuk later in the parsha when Eliezer is already traveling with the camels, and according to Rashi, the pasuk's telling us that Eliezer undid their muzzle so they could eat, they could drink. Right? Rashi kasav hitir zamam shalem shoyasosim piyim so yiru basaras achayim. Rashi says a second time, Eliezer had to undo their muzzles because they travel with their mouths closed in order that they shouldn't eat other people's food. So it quotes the Ramban from the Medrash, the Lashon Brachos, Rabba, Hithir Zmameyem, Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah, Shalar, Rav Chiyah, Rav Abba. So Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah asked Rav Chiyah, Rav Abba, Lo hayu gmalos al Amar Avinu domim l'chamor shal Rav Pinchas ben Yair? Were the camels of Amar Avinu not similar to the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair? Right, there's a Gemara in Chulin tells a story of the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair. Pinchas ben Yair was a huge tzaddik, and the Gemara says that the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair would not even eat from food that Meiser wasn't taken out of. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Mishlei that the animals of a tzaddik, right, have a special shmir from Hashem, that Hashem's not going to even let a tzaddik's animals eat food that's aser, that doesn't belong to them, that's Meiser, that's tevel, whatever it is. So let's go back to Ramban. V'zu she'elo listor pisuach hazemen. So the Medrash says, it doesn't make any sense. Amram Avinu is he's greater tzaddik than Pinchas ben Yair, right? So if Pinchas ben Yair's donkey, we're not worried that it's going to be eating something that's forbidden to it. So Kal v'chomer, right? Hashem wouldn't let Amram Avinu's camels eat from something that's not theirs. Right, the Ramban says, V'kasher chamoros Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair einenu tzarech lishtar min advar masurim l'bayil. Just like the donkey of Pinchas ben Yair doesn't need to be, you know, watched. You don't need to make sure that it doesn't eat dvar masurim. All more so the camels of Amram Avinu. So Ramban, he doesn't give a different explanation. He just simply rejects this pshat of Rashi. He says it doesn't make any sense that Amram Avinu had to muzzle his camels. So what's pshat? How do we save Rashi? Why did Amram Avinu have to muzzle the camels? So I think we could say pshat based on a Nom Elimelech. The Nom Elimelech, what? I only know one, and it's yeah. So Nom Elimelech says on the pasuk of Hashem Yirachas Aram Makol, he says, why was Aram deserving of such a bracha to be blessed with everything? Why was Aram chosen by Kadosh Baruch Hu to be the Av of Klal Yisrael? What was his tzidkus? So says the Nom Elimelech, read the underline, that tzadik hamoshech hashpo tzar shiyeh kol kavanaso rak l'kol Yisrael l'yachol shalatzmo k'il klal kino eino ba'olam. I understand to be saying that what? The godless of Amram Avinu, his tzidkus, is that he's a completely selfless person. He doesn't care, he's not selfish at all. Everything that he does is keeping in mind another person, someone else. What can I do for others? How can I teach other people about Chesed? How can I teach other people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu? With that in mind, maybe we can understand why Amram Avinu had to muzzle his camels. We'll say, yeah, the Ramban is right. Technically speaking, Avram's camels didn't need to be watched to be prevented from eating gazel. Hashem's going to do that, right? Avram's a tzaddik. Hashem's going to make sure that his animals don't eat other people's food. But what does Avram Avinu want to do? He's not caring about himself right now. He's worried about other people. He wants to show other people that what? You have to make sure you muzzle your own camels. If other people seeing that Avram Avinu muzzles his own camels, so then they're going to think, yeah, I have to do that also. I have to make sure my camels don't eat from other people's food. Someone once came to Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, the Motzi Yom Kippur. Right, Motzi Yom Kippur was on high. He just said Hashem Elokim seven times. They asked Rav Nosson Zvi, you know, Rebbe, what should I do right now? What should I be thinking about right now? Rav Nosson Zvi told him, you should take this moment, you should think about another yid. Think about another yid. Think about the tzar of another person. Dedicate this moment right after Yom Kippur to that other person. That is the best way to encapsulate Motzi Yom Kippur. That's Amram Avinu. Completely selfless, not thinking about himself, just concerned for others. But it's more than that. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky makes the following point. The Rashi, in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, says, right, he quotes the famous Medrash, that the Medrash asks, why didn't the Torah start from a Chodesh Elochem, right? It should have started from, why didn't the Torah start with Bereishis? It should have started from Chodesh Elochem. So Rashi answers, Kikoch Ma'asav Gid La'amo, right? We wanted to make sure that all the world realized that Hashem created the world. He gave us Eretz Yisrael. They don't have a tie now. So Rabbi Yaakov asks, okay, fine. So I understand why the Torah to tell us that the world, that Hashem created the world. What about the rest of Bereishis, all the stories of the Avos and Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov and Yosef? So Rabbi Yaakov says it's Pasha. There's no Shiloh. What are we learning from the Avos? What's the whole point of Sefer Bereishis? Teach us. What are proper mitos? What's Derech Eretz? How do we cheat other people? It's Pasha, that's why it needed to be written. Based on that, maybe we can understand why Avram didn't tell Eliezer about Rivka. Who's Amram Avinu? Amram Avinu is the richest guy in the world, right? He's Jeff Bezos, right? He's the richest guy in the world now. He can get whatever he wants, right? He's the Nasi Elokim. He has people bowing down to him. What's the one criteria he had in looking for a wife for his son? One thing, Chesed. She's a Baal's Chesed. So Amram Avinu knows, yeah, I could tell Eliezer, go to Rivka. But Avram knows that this story is going to be recorded in the Torah. He's going to know that every single future generation of Kali Shel is going to be looking at how did Avram Avinu choose a wife for his son. So he doesn't tell Eliezer because he wants Eliezer to go through this whole thing of standing by the well and seeing who's going to come and do the chesed of helping a complete stranger. Maybe that's why Avram Avinu didn't tell Eliezer about Rivka. So fine. So he had this idea that Avram wants Eliezer to find a wife who does chesed. But let's take it a step further. It's more than just a person who does chesed. I saw that Nechama Leibowitz. You know who Nechama Leibowitz is? She's a big Tanakh teacher, really, you know, big Anna. Tzadigas. So she writes that she asked the farmer on a kibbutz, how long does it take to feed 10 camels? So the farmer told her, 4 hours. 4 hours. So can you imagine, right? Mishilah comes to my door, you know, I talk to him for like a minute, I think I'm like the Chavetz Chaim, you know, I think I'm the biggest Sa'ag in the world. So Rivka helps a complete stranger and his camels for 4 hours straight, and not a big deal, right? What does that show you? Being a Baas Chesed, it's not just that I do Chesed. It's part of my personality. I'm a flexible person. I'm easygoing. I'm genuinely concerned about the other person, and I'm going to take my time with them. I saw an amazing story in Rav Shurkin. He's a Rebbe in Taurus Moshe. So he put out this sefer called Neged Yivas Olam, where he writes different stories, different, you know, quotes from different Gedolim. So he has a story in there that Shlomo Zalman Orbach, one time one of his grandsons came to, his grandson was about to get engaged, so he came to his grandfather to get a bracha for the shidduch. So he came, he said to Zadie, oh, I'm about to get engaged, I want to get Zadie's bracha. So Shlomo Zalman asked him, is she a Baas Chesed? He said, yeah, of course. Then he asked, does she have a sense of humor? He said, yeah. Oh, she has a sense of humor, I give you the bracha. And then Rav Shurkin writes, says, Amok Ma'od. Then he stops there. So what's Pshat? I think Pshat is like this. Shlomo Zalman was saying, it's not enough that she does Chesed. Is it part of her personality? Is she an easygoing person? Is she able to joke around? Is she able to laugh at herself, not take herself so seriously? It's those midos, along with, yeah, and then I take them and I do the chesed. That's the ikker in looking for a shidduch. So for all you guys, you know, some of you guys are dating, you're getting there soon. I think the most important midos that you could be looking for is these midos. Yes, she does chesed, and that's important. But behind that has to be coming from a personality of someone, what? Who's easygoing, who's flexible, who you can work with, who's going to genuinely care about you. And I think with those midos, Simrit Hashem, you should all be zochah to find your shidduch, v'zman o'bihito.
Amen. Oh, yeah.